Fighting Cardinals will start Nick Brenner, Mason Prey. There's one of the starting freshmen, Isaac Seidel, coming off the bench now. Senior Ben Bates, and there's Charlie McCarty to wrap up the starting lineup. Evergreen's figured to use a pretty deep bench tonight. Again, in what we think is likely to be a one-sided game. Well, let's play it out and see what happens here. The Evergreens have a lot of seniors to spread their playing time around tonight. Colton Keelman starts in place of Brian Hallenbach, who remains under the weather. Did not play Friday, will not play tonight. The Evergreens start Cooper Bradfish. Braden Kinderman being announced as one of the starters. Again, Bradfish and Kinderman did not play on Friday night. The Evergreens just didn't use a deep bench. There's Bryce Dobie coming off the bench. Bryce will get a start tonight, the first start of his varsity career. And Jamison Morgan for the Evergreens will start tonight. So, I mean, Ethan Ostrowski, Keaton Edwards, Kate Sievertson, they're available off the bench. In fact, all of the seniors are being announced now. There's Alex Studeman. Brian Hallenbeck's name being announced, even though he is not in the field house tonight. There's Ethan Ostrowski. Glad that he joined us for our pregame conversation along with Alex Studeman. And there's Keaton Edwards. So those are the Everest seniors. 11 graduate from the program. And if you think, oh, well, the Evergreens are conference champions this year because it's a senior-based team, the JV won 75-24 earlier tonight, and the junior varsity, I believe now, is 20-1 on the season. So obviously the guys just below the varsity level are having some success too. Jamison Morgan will jump center for the Evergreens against Charlie McCarty. Again, nice to see a lot of seniors who will see playing time tonight as the Evergreens and Newman Catholic ball is in the air. Let's light this candle. We're underway. And Jamison Morgan controls the opening tap and gives it over to Cooper Bradfish. Dobie in the corner. Evergreens go back out. Bryce has license to shoot if he's open, I think. Jamison Morgan now rotating in. That's blocked. Cooper Bradfish shot rejected. Loose ball picked up by the Evergreens. Colton Keelman. Dobie along the baseline, pass to Jamison Morgan in traffic, lost it in the lane, fished out of there by Braden Kinderman. Evergreen send this over to the corner. Now turning in the lane and scoring is Colton Keelman to open us up on senior night. The Evergreens lead 2-0. And the Evergreens, I'm sure, have in mind no injuries. At half court, turned over, bad pass by Isaac Seidel, stolen away into the rim, missing there is Colton Keelman. Rebound up and in, Braden Kinderman. Second chance points, and the Evergreens are up 4-0. We're a minute in. Full court press. Newman breaks it into the front court. Here's Ben Bates. Goes cross court to Mason Prey. Prey lost his handle. Goes out to the corner, Nick Brenner. Brenner thought about the three. Goes back out. Open three, Isaac Seidel. Good. Isaac had the turnover earlier and then hits the three. 4-3, 16:45 to play, first half. Up to the front court is Kinderman. Directing traffic is Jamison Morgan. Bradfish turnaround baseline, 10-footer, no good, left it short. Newman Catholic gets the rebound. Charlie McCarty to the front court, up and in. A score for Nick Brenner, and he's fouled. Cardinals take the lead 5-4, and they'll get to the free throw line to shoot one more. Foul is on Braden Kinderman. So Nick Brenner to the free throw line. Eyes the rim, and he's got it. Newman Catholic has a lead 6-4. Evergreens come back the other way. In the corner, Cooper Bradfish bounced along the baseline. Dobie back out, almost stolen. Dribbling in, baseline, thinking about the three as Kinderman instead pulls up, goes off glass. That's a tough shot and missed it. Newman Catholic with the rebound. Two on one the other way. McCarty makes the extra pass. Double team underneath Nick Brenner. Have to settle for an outside shot, and they missed it. Boy, two on one, and the Cardinal come away with nothing. Evergreen's Kinderman gets the rebound. Here's Colton Keelman. Cross court now to Kinderman again. Kinderman back up. Three ball in the air. Cooper Bradfish, good! And the Evergreens retake the lead, 7-6. Coop finds the bottom of the net. Full court pressure still on as the Evergreens make it hard for Newman Catholic to get across half court. And they do. They break it. Three on two. Nope. Settling for the outside shot. Mason Prey goes to the rim. He scores. And Mason is fouled. Back-to-back three-point attempts here for Newman. Mason Prey with the basket, which gives the Cardinal the lead again, 8-7. And a free throw is coming up as Jamison Morgan has committed the foul. Mason Prey, free throw to complete the three-point play is good. 9-7, Newman Catholic. And the Evergreens have none of their regular starters on the floor right now. Dobie in traffic, back out, three ball in the air. Kinderman missed everything. Rebound underneath, Jamison Morgan goes back out. Evergreens will reset with Cooper Bradfish. Bradfish over to Dobie. In traffic, back out, open for a three. Keelman, good. Evergreens retake the lead, 10-9. Colton Keelman for the Evergreens. He's got five. Newman breaks traffic. Brenner, pass down low, turned it over. Was looking for Charlie McCarty. The pass along the baseline was behind him, and the Evergreens will get the ball. Everest leading 10-9, 15 minutes to play in the first half. No substitutes at the scorer's table. The Evergreens keep the five non-starting seniors on the floor right now. Bryce Dobie, top of the key, looks to drive in, hangs 10-footer. Bryce has got himself a basket. 12-9 Evergreens. Full court press stays on. Newman breaks it into the front court. Isaac Seidel, bad pass thrown to the Everest bench. It's tipped out by one of the Everest defenders, Cooper Bradfish. Actually, a little bit of confusion over whose ball it's going to be. It is indeed Newman's ball. Inbounding right in front of Ethan Ostrowski and Keaton Edwards, who seem to enjoy just taking this in for the moment. Looking to drive in off a pick to the lane. Missing at the rim is Mason Prey. Rebound comes to Jamison Morgan. Bounce pass ahead. Wow, that's a nice feed there from Cooper Bradfish to Bryce Dobie at the rim. Coop gets the assist. 14-9 Evergreens. Trapped near half court. Stolen away by Dobie. Ahead to Braden Kinderman. Evergreens get a turnover and get an easy basket. Kinderman scores. 16-9. Evergreens have had the last 8 points. Wausau Newman breaks full court pressure. That's travel. Broke it for just a moment till Charlie McCarty dragged his back foot. Evergreens are making an early substitution. No. Wausau Newman does. See who's in there. They've got a new one. Thomas Bates is now in. Evergreen's pull-up, 10-foot jumper is good. Another basket for Braden Kinderman, who now leads all scorers with six. Newman almost threw that ball out of bounds. Nick Brenner goes up high against the press to save it. Cross-court pass, almost stolen. Long foul line two. Mason Prey off the back rim, no good. Newman gets the rebound, stripped. Stolen away by the Evergreens, Colton Keelman. Keelman bounces ahead in traffic. Braden Kinderman is fouled. Kinderman's going to get to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com, a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. Foul was on Isaac Seidel, one of the Newman freshmen. First free throw from Kinderman, no good. Second free throw, missed them both. Jamison Morgan battles for the offensive rebound, tips it back to Kinderman, fading backwards, misses at the rim. Turns out to be an empty trip after all. Newman gets the rebound. Long pass ahead. That's out of bounds. Turned over. Long pass ahead to Thomas Bates. It went off Bates' hip and went over the end line. Evergreens get it right back. 13-22 to play in the first half. Evergreens have Newman doubled up right now, 18-9. Dobie, no look to the corner to Keelman. Three ball up, short off the front rim. Rebound comes to Mason Prey. Prey tries to push the advantage. Evergreens have two players back. Good defense. And Newman has to circle back and play this as a half-court set. Isaac Seidel goes back out. And Newman's Charlie McCarty's on the bench right now, so no height to speak of for the Cardinals. And again, a lot of underclassmen in this starting lineup. Seidel, a freshman, a lot of ball handling. Down low to Bates, one of the seniors. Double teamed, back out, straight on three. Seidel, no good. Rebound tipped to the Evergreens, Braden Kinderman. Newman's back defensively, so the Evergreens try and push this between defenders underneath. Nice pass from Bradfish to Keelman, back out. Kinderman thought about the three. Baseline, Keelman. Now over to Bradfish. Bradfish, offensive foul, wave off the basket. Bradfish created separation with that elbow and turns it over. Cooper Bradfish called for his first, team's third. Evergreen's full court pressure again. Newman in the backcourt. Breaks this across the timeline to Thomas Bates. Both of the Bates, Ben, the senior, and Thomas, the freshman, are on the floor right now. From the outside, long three from the rim, Nick Brenner off the backboard, no good. Evergreens get the rebound to Colton Keelman. Evergreens been dominating the boards. Baseline three, Cooper Bradfish, too strong. Rebound in the corner. Colton Keelman gets the Evergreens another look to Bryce Dobie underneath, up high, off the rim, scores. Newman wants a timeout. Evergreens open a 20-9 lead with 12 minutes to play in the first half. We'll be back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If your waltz looks a little stiff because of joint pain, the orthopedic experts at Bone & Joint can help get your... We'll work with you every step of the way so you can get back on the floor and put your best foot forward. At Bone & Joint, we've been keeping people light on their feet for more than 50 years. Call us to schedule an appointment today.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. During the timeout, the Evergreens subbed in five new players. Cade Sievertson, Alex Studeman. The Evergreens have Ethan Ostrowski, Colton Hall, and Keaton Edwards. This is the five that would have started if this was a conference game. So again, the Evergreens getting some work in for their regular five now with Brian Hallenbeck not available tonight. Wausau Newman has the ball out of the timeout, looking to drive it to the lane. Nick Brenner back out, thinking about the three, Mason Prey. But Ostrowski at 6'3" is out to guard him and can't shoot over that. Pulls it all the way back out, Isaac Seidel. Again, two freshmen on the floor here for Newman against all seniors off the side of the backboard. Ben Bates with a bad miss. Underneath, blocked by Colton Keelman. Newman gets it back, driving in Nick Brenner. Brenner swatted away by Keaton Edwards, and the rebound, a score for Newman. Put in by Thomas Bates after the Evergreens blocked three shots on that sequence. Now the Evergreens traveling in the front court. Colton Hall has turned the ball over. It's 20-11. Newman needs more height on the floor, so Charlie McCarty, the junior, will come back in. Again, 6'3", he's their tallest. For fresh meat from Wisconsin Farms, make Country Fresh Meat your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. This possession will bring us under 10.5 to play in the first half. It's 20-11 Evergreens. Newman almost turns that over in the backcourt, ahead to Nick Brenner. To McCarty down low, bad pass, turned over by the Cardinal and Alex Studeman. The other way, Studeman left-handed at the rim, is fouled. Studeman, coming off a 30-point night up in Merrill, gets to the free throw line looking for his first points on this Monday night. Fouls against Mason Prey. Studeman to shoot two, the first of which is no good. I would tell you that the Evergreens are normally a good free throw shooting team. They're 0-3 so far tonight. Studeman makes his second. Fighting Cardinal have a sub coming in. Jacob Piffner, sophomore. Replaces Nick Brenner, a junior. Cardinal had a brief 10-9 lead. Since then, the Evergreens on 12-2 run, which they're enjoying right now. That ball's turned over, stolen by Colton Hall. Ahead to Ostrowski, thinks about the three. No, Keaton Edwards down low. Back out, three ball. Cade Sievertson, good. Evergreens, good ball movement there. 24-11 lead for the Evergreens. Again, full court press stays on. I would imagine as the Evergreens lead gets bigger that this is not going to be the case. Got him trapped in the corner. Ball came free. Picked up by Isaac Seidel and turned over. Colton Hall stripped him ahead to Ostrowski, who is fouled, and he scores. Ethan Ostrowski is just too big for the underclassmen who are on him. Ethan Ostrowski gets points off the turnover, and the Evergreens lead 26-11 with a free throw coming to complete the three-point play. Foul there is on Jacob Piffner, who just came in and commits the foul. Ostrowski's free throw is good. 27-11. When these teams met last year, the Evergreens were 91-73 winners. McCarty gets the ball down low, blocked by Studeman, got him with the body. That was clean up top, all ball. But kind of hip-to-hip, chest-to-chest contact there. Right, the action there was below the shooting position. Two free throws coming up. Jacob Piffner. First free throw, no good. When we play over at Wausau Neumann, that's a much smaller gym, an intimate surrounding. This is a big field house, kind of an unusual environment for Wausau Neumann. Piffner makes the second free throw. 27-12. Logan Ebersold comes in. Ethan Ostrowski is out. Ethan got a little bit of work. Not sure how much more he's getting. Ebersold gives it over to Cade Sievertson into the front court. Keaton Edwards. Cross court, Studeman open for a moment, does not take the three. Keaton Edwards double teamed to Colton Hall. Kicked out, baseline three, Sievertson, good. Kind of collapsed around Hall and Keaton Edwards, and that left Sievertson open in the corner. 30-13, it's the Evergreens' fourth three of the first half, and we're not halfway through it yet. Neumann breaks full court pressure, bounce pass along the baseline, stolen, bad pass. Colton Hall takes it in transition. Hall goes back out, open for a three, good. Sievertson hits again. Sievertson with three threes, up to nine for the night, and 33-12. The Evergreens building a lead at the nine-minute mark. Into the front court, double team stolen by Keaton Edwards. Took it right out of Isaac Seidel. The Evergreens, bigger team, stronger team. Long three for Sievertson, too long. Comes out tipped by Keaton Edwards to Studeman. And the Evergreens will get another look. Cade Sievertson now. Evergreens work the perimeter. Keaton Edwards, three, up, good. Keaton Edwards. Evergreens want a timeout. I think the Evergreens may use a deeper bench here. The Evergreens have opened up a 36-12 lead with 8.5 to play in the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
There are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. Bullies are meaner, sometimes bigger and stronger, and might gang up with other bullies, but they do have one disadvantage. They're outnumbered. For every bully in a school, there are hundreds of students who don't bully. If you see one of your fellow students being bullied, stand up and speak out. You won't be alone. Stand up to bullying with Clover Belt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotive, and Fox Sports Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
Out over to Isaac Seidel, rotate up high now to the corner. Mason Prey, a cutting move here. Piffner to the rim, he is fouled. Free throws coming up. Foul is on Jameson Morgan, who's picked up his second, team's fifth. Two free throws coming up, first of which is a miss for Jacob Piffner. Basketball is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688 for DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill. Jacob Piffner's second free throw for the Fighting Cardinal is good. It's 36-13. Evergreen's up big with 8 minutes to play until halftime. Up high to Bryce Dobie. Dribbles once, picks up his dribble, goes cross court to Cooper Bradfish. Bradfish guarded closely, goes back out. Evergreens will reset. Jamison Morgan, top of the lane here is Braden Kinderman, foul line extended. Kinderman off a screen, Colton Keelman, three ball, good. Keelman has eight. Well, the Evergreens, one of the reasons that this is going to be a blowout game, the Evergreens have hit seven threes, only one for Newman. 39-13. The Lumberjacks-Thunderbird game figures to be a little more competitive than this one. That's coming up next once our game goes final. A lot of dribbling here for Quinn Reeves, who's now in. Reeves goes back out to Nick Brenner. Driving in McCarty. He's cut off. McCarty, who's been kind of in and out of this game. McCarty's gone to the bench twice. In the lane, got a whistle, got a foul. Jacob Piffner in the paint. I think they got him on the hand or the elbow as he was going up here. Free throws are coming up. Colton Keelman commits the foul. Free throws for Piffner, who is apparently not such a good free throw shooter. He's 2 of 5 and has one more coming. Intercity State Bank sponsors today's game. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank. Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. That's another free throw miss. Goes out of bounds. Evergreens couldn't squeeze it. Newman will inbound under their own basket. Quinn Reeves will trigger this in. Bounce to the corner to Piffner. Piffner is guarded by Braden Kinderman. Goes back out. Piffner gets it back. Now under 7 to play in the first half. Driving in traffic. Newman player McCarty is fouled while making a move to the rim. It's the seventh team foul, so McCarty is going to go to the free throw line as Newman is in the bonus. That's Jamison Morgan. Morgan's playing time is going to be a little limited on senior night because he has three fouls now. McCarty, 1-1, front end is good. Got one more coming. And the Evergreens are going to take Jamison Morgan out. Andrew Friedrichsen comes in for the Evergreens. McCarty gets his second free throw. Evergreens will walk this up. 39-15 along the baseline, driving in, cutting off Cooper Bradfish. Goes back out to Dobie, who's seen extended minutes here along the baseline. Had that knocked away, stolen. Only the Evergreens' second turnover. Newman with a shot on the corner and a foul coming up here. Free throw coming up here for McCarty. And misses the front end of the 1-1. Evergreens get the rebound. Braden Kinderman clears the board. 6.5 to play until halftime. Evergreens go up high, now down low. Foul line extended for Kinderman, who dribbles out of trouble to the corner. Evergreens rotate down low to Colton Keelman. Keelman looks to drive into Dobie. Pass underneath, goes back out. Evergreens, good ball movement here. Driving, Kinderman hangs at the lane, off the front rim, no good. McCarty gets the rebound. Loose ball foul on the Evergreens. Braden Kinderman fighting for the rebound, called for it. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports student-athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. McCarty, who missed the front end of a 1-1 just a moment ago, 1-1 again, so live on a miss. It's a miss. That was ugly. Bricked it right off the back. Newman gets a rare offensive rebound. Quinn Reeves pulls it in and now goes back out. Jacob Piffner will call out a set play for Newman Catholic. 39-15. Evergreen's been on 39 for a while. Nice pass down low to McCarty. Blocked underneath. Ball's loose. Goes out of bounds. That's Everest ball. Evergreen's knocked that ball away. went off one of the Newman players. Substitute coming in, Ben Bates back in. Piffner goes out. 5:45 and counting until halftime. The Evergreens are in no danger right now. Braden Kinderman bouncing low to Doby, went right through his legs and out of play. So the Evergreens have turned it over their last couple of trips down the floor. No problem. Evergreens gave their regular starters just a little bit of work. Evergreens happy to let the other seniors, after all, there are 11 on the Everest roster, 10 of whom are available tonight. Brian Hallenbeck not suiting up again. Newman looks to drive in. Losing the handle is Nick Brenner. Ball is loose. Going to have a foul. Called scrambling for this loose ball. Who's it on? It's on the Evergreens. Cooper Bradfish called for a hold on what looked like it was going to be a tied-up ball. Double bonus, Nick Brenner will shoot for Wausau Newman. First free throw, no good, right off the front of the rim. Cloverbelt Credit Union sponsors basketball tonight. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Construction loans, too. Cloverbelt Credit Union, missed them both. Loose ball in the corner, picked up by Colton Keelman of the Evergreens. Evergreens down low. Doby misses at the rim, and Newman gets the rebound. Evergreens haven't scored in the last 3 minutes. Back out to Charlie McCarty, who drives in. While that looked clean, they're going to call a foul on the Evergreens. That looked like a clean block there. Jesse Rombowski called for the foul. Rombowski gets into the lineup. First free throw for Charlie McCarthy is good. Rombowski comes out, and the Evergreens put Logan Ebersol back in. Second free throw, good. Newman shot a lot of free throws in the first half. 39-17. Evergreens ask Braden Kinderman to run the point. Here he walks it up. Kinderman stops on a dime, goes back to Bryce Doby. Over to Kinderman again, now under five to play in the first half. 39-17. Doby along the baseline, bang pretty hard, no whistle. In traffic, no look to the corner. Keelman thought about the three, drives in, and throws the ball out of bounds. So this Evergreens dry spell continues. The Evergreens want a timeout just because it's getting sloppy? No, no they don't. Play through it. Newman gets the ball back. A three would get them to 20. Work around the perimeter. Thinking about that three is Mason Princeton. He drives in with a left hand too strong. Rebound by the Evergreens, Colton Keelman. Keelman long pass ahead to Kinderman, who is banged as he receives the ball. Newman still got a couple of fouls to give. Non-shooting foul here against Isaac Seidel, one of the freshmen. All right, here come one, two, three, four more players for the Evergreens. Ostrowski and Keaton Edwards come back in. Cade Sievertson and Alex Studeman come back in. Trying to break this dry spell. The Evergreens' only person on the floor who stays is Logan Ebersol. The Evergreens inbound along the sideline. Keaton Edwards open for a three. Set shot. No good. No friendly roll for Keaton Edwards. And down it goes. 42-17. Evergreens even with a 3.5-minute dry spell. Blocked along the baseline. Ebersol just rejected that. Even with a 3-minute dry spell, the Evergreens have a pretty good chance of getting to 50 by halftime. Wausau Newman will inbound underneath. Here's Mason Prey. In traffic, goes right up high. Ben Bates bounces that over to Nick Brenner. Newman plays this on the perimeter. Under 4 minutes to play in the half. McCarty up high. Keaton Edwards on him. McCarty dribbled once, then picked up the ball. Going along the baseline in traffic. Wow, that's a double dribble that's not called there. Nick Brenner bounced it to himself. Goes back out, thrown into the backcourt. No whistle, tipped by the Evergreens, and thrown out of bounds by Newman. The Evergreens will get the ball back. The Newman player didn't realize that ball was tipped and tried to save it from going into the backcourt. Wound up turning it over. Evergreens' Cade Sievertson brings this to the front court. Here's Ebersol. Up high to Keaton Edwards. Ebersol, three from the corner, off the back rim, no good. Keaton Edwards tipped it to Studeman, who gets it back. Back out, Ostrowski, straight on three, good. Ethan Ostrowski, who now has six. And the Evergreens have 45. 45-17. Yeah, I mean, I like having the local teams, your crosstown rivals, on the schedule. But these teams are mismatched. I mean, the Evergreens are extra good this year, and Wausau Newman is extra young. Only two seniors. Ball was knocked out of bounds along the baseline. Newman keeps the ball. They'll inbound underneath and stolen on the inbounds pass. Cade Sievertson. Sievertson ahead to Studeman, who hangs and scores. Studeman for the Evergreens. 47. Evergreens have the press off here, so Newman brings it across the timeline. 3 minutes to play in the half. Newman looks to drive in. Knocked away by Ostrowski. This is a breakaway for Ostrowski, who lays it in and scores. The gentleman, Ethan Ostrowski, didn't try to flush that or do anything fancy. There are footsteps behind him anyway. Ball's knocked out of bounds off the Everest defender there. Newman will keep possession, trailing 49-17. Basketball is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019, when it matters most. The Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Might say the Evergreens have buried their Wisconsin Valley competitors this year. Turnover here, taken away by Cade Sievertson. Keaton Edwards trailing. Keaton Edwards lays it in. Crowd wanted something more showy, but Keaton Edwards lays it in up over the rim. 51-17. Newman down low, double team there. Joe Zimitz is in. McCarty is down low, gets it over the top of Keaton Edwards. Edwards recovers. McCarty missed at the rim, and Keaton Edwards takes it away. No answer, not for the height, but for the size of Keaton Edwards there. Now Ostrowski back to Edwards, fakes the three to the corner. Ebersol three ball, off the rim, no good. Ostrowski gets the rebound. Evergreens owning the boards right now. Keaton Edwards three, that's a bad miss. Rebound underneath, Evergreens miss again. Ebersol second chance, no good. And Newman clears the boards. Ben Bates with the rebound. 1:35 and counting until halftime. Newman, long three, and missing everything is Mason Prey. Right into the hands of Ebersol. He was two steps behind the arc. Newman's back on defense. Cross-court pass to Cade Sievertson. Three ball there, off the iron, no good. Evergreens couldn't quite squeeze that. Alex Studeman loses the rebound to Ben Bates. Newman in the front court. Isaac Seidel picked up his dribble, spins, too strong, no, got it in. Seidel now has four, 51-19. Studeman tries to split defenders, turned over. Three on one coming back the other way, and the one is Cade Sievertson, unable to make a stop. Basket there for Mason Prey. So Newman will get to 20. Driving the other end, Cade Sievertson scores for the Evergreens. He's got 11. 45 seconds left in the half. Wild forced up shot by Ben Bates. Studeman gets the rebound for the Evergreens. The Evergreens want to hold for one here. Ostrowski low blocks. They're running offense. Ostrowski spins in the lane. Wow, shook away from his defender. And Ethan Ostrowski scores. 55-21. 20 seconds left until halftime. Nick Brenner. Almost stolen by Studeman on the overplay. Seidel to the rim. Studeman blocked him. Got a foul. Stops the clock with 14 seconds to play in the half. Two free throws coming up for Isaac Seidel. EverythingEvergreens.com is where you can follow the Evergreens all season long. Scores, highlights, podcasts, and blogs brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Intercity State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. It's EverythingEvergreens.com. Seidel's first is a miss. Second is good. One of two. 55-22. Evergreens will hold for a final shot. 10 seconds, 9, 8. Sievertson up high. Sievertson just lost the ball. Had it knocked away from behind. Seidel, long pass ahead. Knocked away by Ostrowski, who takes it back. And that's where the half will come to an end. Evergreens up big at halftime. 55-22. We'll preview the basketball playoffs, which begin this week and next week. And we'll look ahead to game two of our Fox Sports High School doubleheader back after a three-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
My name is...